Hey guys, Will Durst here, working like crazy to find the humor in Missouri Senate hopeful Todd Akin's recent celebrated claptrap. Now, normally, rape and funny live in two different solar systems whose orbits rarely, if ever, intersect. Systems with significantly different trajectories and fields of gravity, if you catch my drift. But this guy's idiotic remarks are the exception that proves the rule, winning him in one fell swoop that Joe Biden, foot so deep in his mouth he's probably tickling his spleen with his shoelaces, Lifetime Achievement Award. During a television interview, the Republican congressman told the reporter that what he understands from doctors, women who are legitimately raped don't get pregnant. Wow. Where do you start? Legitimately raped. Suffice it to say that no qualifying adverb is ever necessary in front of that particular noun, especially from a man. And what kind of doctors is he hanging out with? Do their white jackets have long, long sleeves that wrap around the back where they're buckled real tight? And this guy is a member of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology? Hope he's concentrating on space and technology. Republicans needed to reignite the war on women right before the national convention, the same way a fireworks factory needs a grease fire on July 3rd. Meanwhile, an oblivious Akin is trying to walk back his comments, and the GOP is trying to walk him back over a cliff. They must have realized that misspoke was not going to cut it this time, because the entire party rented jetpacks to fly away from the radioactive congressman as far and as fast as possible. But the Tea Party favorite uncompromisingly refuses to quit. And Democrats across the nation are shouting themselves hoarse, fanning the flames of this conflagration, while at the same time whispering words of encouragement, hoping this symbol of ignorance exercises his God-given right to remain stupid in public. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.